It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. And we're glad you tuned in. Here we are in August, man. Back to school shopping's going on. It's crazy. This summer is not done. We're not letting it go. You got to fire up a grill in your backyard. But I'm Jop. Was on a little sabbatical last week, but I'm back. So, Barbecue Bob, it's good to be sitting here with you, brother.
Welcome back, Jop, and it's great to have you here. It's just not right when you're gone, brother.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I got to tell you.
Likewise.
I know you got something you want to get into.
No, that's fine.
A couple of things I want to tell you about. One, which is really a public service announcement.
Okay.
On Tuesday nights, right downtown Grand Rapids at Onabowin Park.
That's over by the Ford Museum.
Yes,
on the west side of the river.
There's a cool little hill, and on the bottom there's like a cement pad, and they do ballroom dancing lessons on Tuesday night. And it's just for donations. The instructor is incredible. I've taken those lessons before. It's been quite a while. But this guy is really good and nice guy. And you wouldn't believe the amount of college kids there.
Oh, really?
We were the only, well, there was like several.
You were the only grandparents there? Is that what you're saying?
Several of us, maybe five couples. The rest, there was probably 300 30-somethings and 20-somethings, and they were having a ball.
Cool.
They have embraced
this dance thing.
Yeah. And my son Alex is into it, and we're going to try and get Jordan to get down there because he's the musical guru in our family.
Ballroom dancing.
But that's at Onabowin Park on Tuesday night. Well, that's why I'm telling you.
Oh.
Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, you bring a little cooler.
Oh,
you have
so
that
it's ballroom cocktails and dancing.
There you go.
Okay, now it's starting to get interesting.
And
yeah.
and it's just fun. But this week, my excitement was I picked up my mule.
Oh, yeah.
It's done.
It was in the shop. That's right.
And
not that one with long ears, but the one with four tires.
That's right. It would turn out to be a fuel pump.
Oh, good.
And,
well, that shouldn't have been too expensive of a part.
Well, I want to give a shout out to the people that do all my work. And Jason and his wife at Riverside Motorsports, they're on the east side of Lowell, just as you head out of town. It used to be a bar. But this guy, he's a prince. $190 for the fuel pump and all the work. They had to diagnose it. They had to yada, yada.
Yeah, right.
It had been $400 or $500 anywhere else. I'll guarantee you.
Yeah, nice.
And it was $195.
Right.
So it was my wife's birthday Tuesday. I made her kebabs, and I streamed it live.
Yeah, I think
so
I saw that.
You can get on the Grillin' Guys Facebook page, and you can see it. I had a lot of fun this time streaming it. I really would like to get something to hold the phone so you can use your hands. You know, it's really hard.
That'd
to
be your grill bitch.
It's
you
hard.
Can't, you can't do this by yourself, man.
Right. it was a lot of fun because as I'm streaming it, and not hitting the you're not getting the lens on the grill half the time.
I think anybody that saw it that knows that you need an assistant in this deal, right? Yeah.
So, but a lot of people were jumping on, and it's just kind of funny to have people comment live as you're going on like that. So make sure you check us out on the Facebook Sucky Birds page, the Grillin' Guys, and that's it. So I had like a nice crowd over, and it kept growing by the hour.
Well, sure. You put your food on Facebook, it's going to grow, man. Come
on. No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't. I mean, this was kids and then more kids and then some relatives. And fortunately, like I say in the video.
Must be the wind was blowing south so they could smell it.
Well, I think that's why kebabs are so good because it's expandable. You know, if you've got some meat, you can just keep plugging
them. Well, yeah, if you've got, but it's a little time consuming constructing those things.
I usually go a little heavy, so we had just enough, and there were some leftovers. But did some chicken in I don't remember how I marinated it, but I ended up skewering it with Vidalia's and pineapple. They were great.
Sure.
A little overcooked, in my opinion, but women are fussy about chicken. And I used breast meat because
all of your cubes the same size, and then you'll be good. But if you vary it, you're going to get some that are overdone before the big ones get done.
Well, it was a throwdown, so that was it. And then Thursday was our wedding anniversary, and I had a big night all planned, and it's our 38th, so I had a big night all planned. I won't say where we were going to go, but I surprised her in the morning, and she goes, oh, thanks, but we got to watch Genevieve tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So
the grandchild took precedence.
Just saved me $200-$300
right there. Yeah. Well, that's funny because as you might recall, a year ago on Sunday, which is the 8th, I got married in your backyard. So I'm going to be celebrating my first anniversary tomorrow.
Wow. This
weekend.
That went quick.
Yeah, it did. Didn't it? It's all good, though, man. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm just going to flat out.
Good.
No question. It's been awesome.
Well, and I think Lisa would say the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we're just looking forward to more of them. But so speaking of weddings, I've got a bachelor party that I've got to feed next weekend. And I was just curious. These guys are going to be playing golf all afternoon, and then they're going to come home hungry. And I agreed to feed them. Right. And so I was thinking of a fatty and some poppers, butts and mac and cheese, and then maybe some tater salad or something. But I want to talk about this fatty and how big a one you think I should make for eight strapping 20 somethings.
Well, and you said that. And just from my perspective, knowing it's a bachelor's party, knowing there's going to be some fun involved, I might think of going miniature on that and just making atomic meatballs out of the fatty meat, and so that they're something you can pick up and there's no cutting.
Right, you don't have to slice it.
Problem with a fatty is they always fall apart.
Yeah.
Unless
they're cool.
They look cool when you present it. You could do one, but I would be much more enticed into like some bacon-wrapped atomic meatballs.
So let's talk about those. What are those?
Yeah, there's several variations, but basically, you're going to chop up some whole jalapenos and include that placental fiber, which you love.
Which is hot, right? Yeah, right.
And you're going to grind that up real fine and mix it in with your meat.
Okay.
And then you're going to wrap the thing in bacon and just smoke it.
Smoke
and
it.
And then finish it off on the grill. You're really good about basting things, so I would get like a raspberry jalapeno pepper jelly and just brush that on. Something like that, and then you'd have a nice, sweet, tacky sweetness,
right?
And that fire, and you'll light those boys
so
up.
So I make the meatball for the occasion, golf
small.
Ball size,
yeah, small,
and then wrap a piece of bacon around it, so it's like it's not covered in bacon, but just a piece of bacon around it, right?
Yeah, and you know what you could do? You could actually bacon wrap, double bacon wrap one golf ball. And not tell him.
See who figures it out.
It'd be a great laugh.
Right. some one of those drunk kids is going to break a tooth.
Oh, you're not going to get them drunk. I'm
not.
Sure.
They're going to get themselves drunk, right? That's the way that crap works. But
that'd be funny.
Yeah, it would. I should do that.
Yeah.
I might have
and then what
that.
Else are you making?
I thought jalapeno poppers, but that's
perfect.
A combination
perfect.
Of both.
Yeah.
And then butts, mac and cheese, and then some kind of salad, a macaroni potato or something like that.
That's a lot of food.
It is, but so where I'm going is...
Mac and cheese is a must.
Right, yeah. It's filler food, man. These guys are going to be hungry.
Yeah.
We'll have buns and sauce and all that other stuff. But one butt, I got eight strapping 20-something men and then three old men for...
So you're sending your bride away for the night?
She's going doing the other side with the girls. Yep. And we're all coming back together because I'm not spending the night there. We'll be done golfing by 5. I'll feed them dinner and then I'm out.
Oh, you're not ending up at your house?
No.
Oh, okay, good move.
We're at the best man's place.
Okay.
So, but anyway, yeah. So, no, I'm just going to be in the first foursome and get out there and get the food ready. But one butt, you think, for 8-9 guys or do two? They come in a pair when you buy them at the store most of the time.
I mean.
What the heck, right?
I'd do a brisket.
Yeah. Well, I'm funding it, so I think that that butts are better.
If you were going to be any kind of future father-in-law, stepfather,
yeah, call me out. I hope they don't hear that. But anyway, all right, we'll figure that stuff out. Coming up next, whether you're tender or you're marinated, you're going to get your hammer done on a jacquard. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.